Hey, hello, I'm Yvan. I'm involved in some local repair cafe, hackerspace, and maybe you're aware that the end of life of Windows 10 is near. So I end up installing Linux on older machines, and I choose NixOS because, you know, it's really hard to break, it's reproducible, atomic, blah, blah, blah. And the problem is there is no LTS, or maybe the sponsor near the door of the Ola might disagree. I expect user to end up with something that homologous to a Chromebook, where they never have to touch their configuration and keep working and be updated forever. In my scenario, they use the default graphical installer, and they choose autonomously their language, key, map, password, and etc. And again, I know, for example, that NixOS Anywhere or Disco are great, but I don't want to handle installation of new machine myself. So then I have a script that enables my thing. You can look at it online. It's super small. It just changes the default NixOS channel with a custom one that wraps the last stable. And I have some proof of concept CIs that check that the channel against some older potential configuration that Nix generated by the default installer, the graphical one again. So in my wrapper, I can work around the options that got deprecated. And it looked like a lot of work, but actually it's not, I believe so, because you don't do the full release note. You just theoretically implement the few options that could be found in configuration that things that are generated by the default installer, which is easily doable. So yeah, indeed, that's the right place to define the default you want to enforce. Like in my case, I put the defaults that I think are great on a laptop. But it's also a tool I would like to have in any organization to manage a loss of computer easily. And yeah, hacking with channels was funny idea. Maybe I could have used Nix parser-based thing, or I've used Nix manipulator that is new to automatically modify the user config, but it just didn't go that road. And yeah, that's all, folks. Thanks for listening, and feel free to reach out on Mastodon, the social network of the cool kids. Thanks.